It was a strong start to the week as the Dow climbed by more than 600 points. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 6th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news headlines, Jack in the Box is going Mexican, sort of. Former President Donald Trump's new social media company is getting a second look. There are signs that the supply chain problems may be clearing up. Some 900 employees were fired on a Zoom call. Oh, really? Meanwhile, Toyota is going to open up a battery factory in North Carolina. We've got the Wall Street Report, and some folks are quitting their jobs very loudly. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today, and you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Investors today put the Omicron variant in the rearview mirror, and the Dow climbed by over 600 points. Investors moved on the words of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who indicated the Omicron variant may not be as severe as first thought. Stocks had pulled back on Friday because of the variant and a lousy jobs report, but investors were back today. Looking ahead for the markets on Wednesday, a look at the job openings in October will reveal how the worker shortage is progressing. And then on Friday, November consumer price inflation will show whether price increases are getting worse. And we've got a story coming up about the supply chain issues, so stay with us. Oh, by the way, I'll have the numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. In a bit of restaurant news, Jack in the Box, the fourth largest burger chain in the U.S., announced it's acquiring Mexican restaurant chain Del Taco. Eat This, Not That is reporting that the $575 million deal is expected to be completed sometime in the first quarter of next year. The move will make the Jack Del Taco empire span some 2,800 locations across 25 states. It will also make both brands more competitive in their categories. Jack in the Box going up against McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King, and Del Taco against the likes of Taco Bell and Chipotle. Former President Donald Trump's social media company is getting a hard look from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Business Insider is reporting that the deal between a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, and former President Donald Trump's new social media company is being investigated by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and other regulators, according to a report filed with the SEC that was first reported by the New York Times. Trump first announced on October 20 that he was launching a new social media company, Truth Social, under the auspices of TMTG. The investigation, according to the filing, began in early November. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority also began looking into the partnership in late October following the October 20 merger announcement. The company noted that neither FINRA nor the SEC had found any indication of wrongdoing, and the company said it was cooperating with both agencies. The investigation comes after Trump's digital media company Truth Social and Digital World Acquisition Corporation announced they were raising nearly $1 billion from investors. Two Republican members of Congress, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Representative Larry Buchshon of Indiana, have invested in Digital World Acquisition Corporation. Well, could it be a Christmas miracle? Business Insider is reporting there are indications the supply chain troubles may be coming to an end. The final months of this year have been a mixed bag for the U.S. recovery. Spending held strong, and the unemployment rate did fall closer to pre-pandemic levels. People were spending big as the holidays approached, but shipping bottlenecks and goods shortages stood in the way. Now, new data suggests the worst of the supply mess is over, and that gap between supply and demand is starting to close. New sales at U.S. manufacturers grew at the slowest pace in 11 months in November. Production, meanwhile, accelerated from October's pace. After months of supply shortages and out-of-stock warnings, the November survey hints at a rebound in inventories. A popular leading indicator for business activity suggests the trend will continue into next year. The Institute for Supply Management's Chicago Business Barometer showed inventories, how much product a business holds in reserve, soared to their highest level since 2018 in November, with some companies saying they stockpiled goods to counter supply chain issues. So put simply, manufacturers are picking up the pace and companies are ordering less from factories. Now, if trends in the manufacturing surveys hold true, the U.S. could see a wave of supply hit stores in a matter of months, and that could be the silver bullet for ending pandemic-era inflation. Two things going on, perhaps the end of supply chain disruption and maybe the end of hyperinflation. Stay tuned. Well, just weeks before Christmas and the New Year holidays, some 900 employees of a real estate company called Better.com were invited to a Zoom call with their CEO, but they did not get a holiday message. They got fired. CBS News is reporting that CEO Vishal Garg delivered a 3-minute speech informing attendees they were terminated effective immediately. Garg sits at a white table wearing a business casual outfit of slacks, a shirt, and a blue vest, and tells the workers that the challenging decision is his and that it's the second time he's had to lay off workers. This is what he said, quote, "The last time I did it, I cried. This time, I hope to be stronger," end quote. The Zoom call is sparking outrage on social media, with professionals on LinkedIn decrying Garg's delivery as being crass and criticizing the announcement and its timing, coming just weeks before the holidays. The layoffs may also have come as a surprise, given that Better.com had received $750 million in funding just days before Garg fired the employees. Founded in 2016, Better.com is backed by the likes of Japanese investment company SoftBank and the financial services firms Goldman Sachs and Ally. The company sells mortgage services online, promising to help buyers find a rate within seconds and get approved for a mortgage within minutes. Well, we happen to know where over 1,700 folks can find a job. That would be in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer is reporting that Toyota will open a multi-billion dollar battery plant with at least 1,750 employees after North Carolina approved an incentive package worth more than $438 million for the company. It's one of the largest manufacturing investments in the state's history. The Japanese automaker announced back in October it would build a $1.3 billion facility in the United States to manufacture hybrid and electric vehicle batteries. All of those, of course, a key component of the company's plans to make 70% of its cars electric by the end of the decade. Well, it was all hats and horns and celebration on Wall Street today as the Dow climbed 646 points to close at 35,227. The Nasdaq picked up 139 points to finish the day at 15,225. And the S&P 500 kicked in 53 points to close at 4591. Shares linked to an economic reopening gained. Stocks like energy, industrials, and airlines did well. The 10-year T-note rebounded after falling last week, but Bitcoin tanked by $10,000 in just a 24-hour period, suggesting a decreasing risk factor for investors. And finally, there is this. You might call it quitting your job loudly. Some people who've gotten fed up with their jobs are quitting loud and proud and celebrating on TikTok, Instagram, and Reddit. The New York Times notes that these unhappy workers are ready to reject stale professional norms and vent after almost 2 years of pandemic life coupled with social unrest. As for potentially alienating future employers, the Times says the supply-demand curve of the job market is working to quitters' advantage for the time being, so fallout for these public displays of resignation is probably limited right now. That may be true right now, but remember, social media can be with you forever. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for being with us for the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.